Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I am Samantha. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. We took a break last week for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But we're back. How are you, Samantha?
I am doing well. I am 33, which is crazy to say.
I know.
Have a birthday, and honestly, I'm just happy that this break is like we're on the other side of it, because I was extremely anxious, you know, leading up to my birthday and like moving and Thanksgiving. It's just always something to do and people to see, and for some reason, this birthday just felt like weird. Like literally at 12 p.m. 12 a.m. like the next day, I was like, thank God. Like, I was just like, I'm so happy that's
hilarious.
It's over. So yeah, it was a different birthday this year, but I mean, everything was kind of different. Like Thanksgiving was a little different this year. It was just like chiller. We didn't do anything too crazy. So yeah, but I hope Jupiter's not being too loud.
No, he's not. I'm glad you had a good time. Yeah, I felt like such a bad friend, y'all, because I literally was like, did not say happy birthday to Samantha until like 10 p.m., y'all. And I felt terrible because
I had to be like, you know, it's my birthday, right?
I know, it was terrible. And I was like, it's funny because it's like, I obviously did, but I just didn't like, it didn't align in my mind that like today though is the 22nd. And so I felt terrible.
It was funny because you literally said on this podcast like you would be mad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I felt awful. But you know, it was my God playing games with me.
She was texting me, you know, just like random stuff.
Like it was a normal day.
You were asking me favors, like, can you do the mock interview with me? I'm like, okay.
I know. I felt bad.
But yeah. So yeah, it's been a lot going on. So I went to Brandy and Monica last night.
Yes, which we'll get
I
into.
I went out like yes, this past did. Week.
We gotta hear about that rare. Too. We'll get into that too. Just going out culture. Yes, we'll get into that too. I've been good.
How are you?
I've been good. Was here for Thanksgiving, which we'll get into. I don't feel good. I had to take some daytime Theraflu. I don't feel all the way good. So I feel like I just look kind of like, just weaker. But, you know, it is what it is. And so I just don't really feel good, but I'm happy to be talking to you. Okay, let's talk about Thanksgiving. I just feel like I have some funny stuff to say.
Yeah, tell us about your
Thanksgiving. So I was at Thanksgiving. I stayed here with Julia's, because Julia, a lot of her dad's side of the family is in the city, and so I was like, okay, like let's stay here. I was really excited because I love New York. I love New York in the holidays, and I also really like Julia's I really enjoy Julia's dad's side of the family. Like they're interesting. Like they went to Juilliard. They're like, you know, musicians on Broadway. They live in the city. Like her one of her aunts lives in like she's like the RA of like a boys choir school in the city. So we like had Thanksgiving there. It was just like a cool, unique time. A couple of things to note. It's funny because I was like the whole time just like depressed, like telling my mom, like, please meet me in Delaware for a plate. Like, let's meet halfway. I'm missing the black food. And she was like, I'm not doing that. And so I was very depressed. But and like Julia was reading me the like menu prior to going to Thanksgiving. And like this was some of the stuff that was listed. It was like plain dressing. Like that's what it was written down as. And I'm like, the fuck is that? Does that mean no seasoning? And like there was like stuffed mushrooms, like bacon wrapped figs. And so you can imagine, I'm sure those things are good, but you can imagine the black Thanksgiving where there's ham, turkey recipe, macaroni, cheese, yams. Like I was just like, mom, please. She was like, no. Pleasant surprise, the food was actually not bad. Like I was actually telling people this, like I will say the rolls were like handmade rolls, like they were amazing. The macaroni and cheese I made was pretty good. They brought like one of Julia's aunt's friends who came was Nigerian, and she brought jollof rice and fish sauce. Like it was actually surprisingly not bad. And so that was, you know, it opened my eyes to like maybe like white people can cook to some extent. And then the second thing that was really funny. So like Samantha comes every year to my Christmas. And, you know, it's like people can come in at any time they want. You eat wherever you want. You get plates. Like, you know, it's like, it's very casual, very joyous, very chill. And so in my mind, that's just how holidays are. And so it's just really funny when you go to a different family. And, like, I did not realize people have, like, formal holidays. Like, there was, like, a dining room, like dining table, you know, and like with like place settings and name tags at each place setting, like, you know, like as if we were at a wedding, you know. It was like, whoa, this is very formal. And this was like a funny little thing that I know you'll laugh at. And I feel like I told you, but like, so when we went downstairs, like we were all just like, okay, like we were looking at the place setting before the host got down there because she was cooking. And I was like sitting next randomly on the one end of the table, sitting next to like Julia's cousin's husband. The other side of me was Julia's cousin. In front of me was Julia's cousin. And then Julia's to the like diagonal of me. Annika, our friend, came to it too because she's from Seattle and she didn't want to go that far. She's at the other side of the table. Like, I mean, it was like we were all sitting next to random people. And so we all were just like giggling, moving the place, like moving the name tags, because we were just like, this is like insane. We want to be with our friends. And like, yeah, you know, Julia's family barely sees her. Like, why would they be on the other end of the table? Like, we want to talk. And so we were like moving the place, the name tags. In my mind, I'm giggling. I'm thinking it's not a big deal. Like, this is a holiday. The point is to be with your family. It's not to be strict. It is not to be formal. Like, it's supposed to be joyous. So we're like moving it around and giggling. And mind you, it's me, Julia's sister, Julia, Annika, and those two little girls, the two nieces, were also moving stuff around. And all of a sudden, the host comes down, Julia's aunt comes down, and like, I'm shocked she could do this. She literally took a look at the table and went, oh no, something's wrong with the name tag. Someone moved it. No one sit down where they're seeing their name tags. No one sit down. So I'm literally looking at Annika and Julia's sister like, oh my God, like, is she really about to do this? And she pulls out her phone. And she's like, listen to me and sit where I point. She's like, Samantha here, Alexis here, da-da-da here, da-da-da here. And everybody's just like sitting as if, like, it reminded me of what I was teaching, like giving them new desks. I mean, like, you're sitting here. And we actually had to resit in the original seating. And I was just at first looking at Annika like, this takes, like, one, it's like two things. One, it's like impressive because I, like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like, this looks terrible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the optics of this situation look like you're very pressed over it. But it's, like, to have the guts to literally stop the whole event and redo the seating to your original liking, you don't give a fuck. Props to you to being that fucking bold. But secondly, it's, like, this is Thanksgiving. Like, why are we being so fucking strict and serious? Like, we should be able to sit wherever the hell we want, eat whatever the hell we want, and chill. Like, you know, the point is to relax. What'd you say? Yeah.
I said that, like, is so funny. Like, question, was this her house?
No, this is at the school, remember, the choir school. They had a dining table like in a multi-purpose area.
Interesting. But did she, like, I guess, coordinated this event?
She did, but like
I'm just asking.
She did, but plenty. Our parents have coordinated plenty of events and did not have assigned seating at the holiday.
I mean, I'm wondering, like, what gave her this authority to feel like she could do this. It's just when you told me that, I was just cracking up. I definitely would have been annoyed and mad. Like, I would have been changing the seats. Like, you told me, like, Annika was sitting next to her uncle, like, not
Julia's
near you
uncle
guys
never
at all.
Right. But yeah. It made no sense. Sorry, Claire. But it made no sense. And I'm like, why are you so pressed? Like, this is, like, I just feel like holidays should be the most, like, least stressful party. Like, it should be, you can come when you want. You can eat when you want. You can sit where you want. Like, music playing, people are drinking, like, it's supposed to be family fun. So it was just so funny to me that,
like, oh, go ahead.
It was just funny to me that it was, like, so strict to the point where it's like, no, sit up, everybody stand up. Like, you know?
Yeah, like, and I told Alexis, I was like, and I get, like, you know, like, I've had Thanksgivings, we've had all the things, like, we've had Thanksgivings where it's like, okay, like, we're gonna, like, we're eating at a certain time, like, at the table, but, like, people
really?
Are...
I've never had that at any holiday.
I told you this. And, like, we went, like, we go around and, like, say what we're thankful for, and, like, we're talking, and blah, blah, blah. And then,
what if
you know, it's, like, nice. I mean, everybody's hungry by that point. Like, it's, like, we've all been waiting all day for things, like, for the food to be ready, basically. So, Jupiter.
And this is like contrast to my Christmas party. Literally, would you say grace? And sometimes me, my friends, a couple of my uncles and aunts go downstairs and start drinking and chilling.
Yeah, and we do that too. But what I'm saying is, like, eating at a table for Thanksgiving is not, like, crazy to me. Like, like, you know, and then people, like, can come later and get a plate and whatever. And, like, you know, there's a game, so people go watch the game and get seconds and stuff. But assigned seats is a bit much. Especially, like you said, like, it's not even giving wedding. It's giving orientation where, like, you can't sit with your friends, basically. Like, weddings, you at least want them to be
it's giving,
you.
Like, a networking event. And, like,
yeah,
and I had asked Julia about it, and she was like, well, maybe, like, I think she wanted people to, like, get to know people. I'm like,
but we can all do that.
This is not a networking event. Like, if I want to literally go, you know, hug and say hi to everybody, but really spend my time with four people, that should be fine. Like, why do we need to, why are we making this, like, orientation?
Yeah, and, like, I totally am with the, like, you know, let's go, like, we're eating together, like, we're not all together ever, like, people are in town, or, like, you know, so, like, we're sitting at the table, we're talking, like, we go around and say what we're thankful for and stuff like that. Yeah, like, I get that intention, but this lady was definitely, like, way too serious about that. Like, she really, and, like, my thought, I was like, I wish somebody was bold enough to ask, like, so what made you, you know, like, what was your methodology? Like, what did you want these people to get from sitting next to these people? You probably would have just been like, you know, I just put people next to people they didn't know, you know?
And it's like, why? This isn't orientation. Right. It's the holidays.
So,
I shouldn't be, like, having to small talk for my fucking life. Like,
and just be uncomfortable. And especially when there's, like, new people, like Annika. Like, come on now. She really should have put Annika with y'all. But yeah,
this is hilarious. That's hilarious. It was insane behavior.
Was that,
like,
the
I'm
first time
you.
That she did that? Or, like, is Julia used to this?
So it was funny because I was standing next to her sister as it was happening, where it was like, stand up, you sit here, you sit here. And I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God, like, saying that to, like, Julia's sister. And Julia's sister was like, yep, this is my aunt. Like, that's what she said.
Okay,
like,
got
shade.
It.
And so I think everybody right. And then, like, when I went over to get food and I was like, Annika was behind me. Annika was like, you know what? that takes a lot of guts. And I was like, right? Like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like, people have really sat down. Man. People have put their, like, wine on the table. And then it was like, get up.
It really does. And it's also just like, this is not your birthday. Like, you know, I guess it was like, we're here for you or something. And you know, like, this is Thanksgiving. You just want to sit somewhere.
Julia's parents, like, came out of town to see her. She's all the way on the other side of the table, like,
that so I know funny. Julia's mom was pissed about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a movie. I mean, that's like a sitcom TV show. Like, I can see that happening on like The Office or like something like that. Where it's just like, and then this was like, you know, it's like quiet and it's like the mom that came into town is like literally like all the way at the end of the
when she said get up, everybody was like silent and just looking at each other like, oh my god. But I mean, it exposed me to some people's holidays are very formal, very strict, very.
You have to realize that you come from one family. People that do things completely different everywhere, you know.
Exactly.
You know,
and so but it was just funny though. I was just like, this is hilarious.
Family I'm glad traditions that the are just food funny. Was pretty good. I'm glad that it wasn't. And yeah.
I mean, the best food was the Nigerian food, like straight up. The best food was the Nigerian food. The second best was my macaroni and cheese, and the third was the rolls.
What if they did like a rating? Do you think everybody would upset that?
I think my macaroni and cheese would have been up there, but. I mean, literally, like, the girl who made, I can hear myself. The girl who made the, okay, we're good now. The girl who made the Nigerian food literally looked, so me are the two only Black people there. She literally looked at me, because I was like, this is good. She was like, yeah, like, it's not spicy, right? I'm like, I mean, to us, no. And she was like, she was like, yeah, you know, I tried to not put any spices, like, at all in there, but, you know, and I was like, yeah, you know, it, basically to them, it could still be spicy. And so it's like, so I say all this to say, the family might have been like, not liked it because it was too spicy, but I would have ranked the Nigerian food. But I think everyone would have said my macaroni and cheese was in the top three. I think most people would have said the rolls were in the top three. The other option, maybe the carrots.
Do you have carrots at your Thanksgiving?
No.
I'm just curious.
We have greens, collard greens. We have collard greens. We have shrimp.
The menu's the same every year.
Right, yes. And we have cabbage. We don't have
I love carrots, the cabbage.
But the carrots were good. The carrots were good, though. But it was just funny.
Yeah. You know, I think it is funny. I look forward to the day that I host a Thanksgiving one day, like far from now, and like I have less anxiety about like life. Mm. I just look forward to shocking all the people that I know because
with what food or just with like
just how good my food is. Like my mom really is a good cook, and so when I be going to other people's Thanksgiving, like not yours or anything, but like when I go when I have other people's,
girl, food, I know like, it's not mine. Go ahead.
You know, it's like you're hilarious, but it's like, you know, I'm like, this is not hitting, you know, this is not hitting the way it should. Like you said, we always have fresh rolls, like, you know, that are delicious and just everything is good. Everything.
I mean, everything is good
and seasoned grain. And so I just can't wait. And Danielle made a really good mac and cheese this year for the Friendsgiving. And I'm like, perfect. Like, stamp. That's the mac and cheese recipe. Like, that is what we're doing forever now.
Can you send that to me, actually? I want to see that recipe if you can.
I'll have to get it from Danielle, but yes. Until y'all send me that when you send me Akilah's carrot cake recipe, because I've been asking for that for years.
I'll ask her, but Akilah, yeah, I'll ask. Also, if we sound a little different, Samantha's on a new mic, just so y'all know. But
yes, I'm moving and things are moving. Boxes. I'm
she's
not
gonna be
settled.
A little funky, okay?
Hopefully, it sounds good. This mic sounds good.
But let's move on. Let's talk about another topic. Let's get to it. Are you gonna ask me or am I gonna ask you?
Alexis, who was on trial this week?
Well, I really want to talk about your Brandy and Monica experience, because I also want to talk about something else that kind of is in the vein of concerts. So talk to us. So Samantha went to the Brandy and Monica's The Boy Is Mine tour.
I was
a world tour?
I don't think so. I don't know, though.
Okay, well, she went to the tour. Go ahead. Talk to us.
I went
about
to the Boy Is Mine tour. I was surprised with some tickets, which I was so grateful for, and I really like crossed it off my list of like, no, can't do that here. But I'm very like grateful, honestly, to have experienced it, and it was really great seats. So basically, overall, it was pretty incredible. Like, it was
tell
like
me more.
I feel like after the fact it's still like kind of washing over me. Like this morning I was like, oh, like I want to like go back and look at all the videos that I took and stuff. Well, first of all, Maya was the first act, and one thing I'll say, they were on time. That's what I love.
Thank you. I love
it
that.
So everything was on time. Like, it didn't take, it took maybe like, I want to say not even 15 minutes between Monica and Kelly.
Really?
It was kind of crazy. We thought we would have time to go get a drink.
So like, what do you mean? It was like Maya went and then it was like set change and y'all were just chilling, and you're saying 15 minutes later, the lights went back down?
Yes. We literally left. We were leaving before Maya like exited the stage. You know, she's like, I love y'all, whatever. We were like, okay, let's go get in line for drinks or whatever.
Why didn't you get a drink before?
Because we got there like when Maya was about to come
classic
on.
Go ahead.
Girl, I was riding with people. and whatever, I don't care. So we saw Maya. We saw her whole thing. For anybody that's worried about that. But yeah, we went to go get a drink, and literally while we're in line, it's like, oh, Kelly's coming on. And this was like, you know, usually you have a little time between sets. But I think it's because they didn't have as much like physical stuff like between the two sets. Like, I think it was just like pretty much the set was probably set up for Brandy and Monica, like behind something. And then they were like kind of at like the front of it. So yeah, there wasn't a lot of time between. Maya sounded incredible. Maya, I texted you, like, Maya sounded like her CD. She hit a note.
She's on a strict diet, baby.
She is a vegan. Oh my gosh, she looked absolutely gorgeous. Like, I'm like, this is goals. Like, she is absolutely beautiful.
Jay-Z's over somewhere crying in his phone.
I know. She did play the song and had, like, their little video in the background.
That's funny.
Wait, I have a question.
Was it packed for Maya and Kelly? Or were people like,
yeah,
you know how sometimes the opening act people are like walking around? It's like empty.
They were
seated and watching it.
We were in there. Yeah.
Wow.
People were in there watching. We were singing. Like, yeah, like, especially as like Kelly's set, I will say, like, you know, she's doing Soldier and whatever. It was like, oh shit, like, we're at a Destiny's Child concert, damn near, you know, like everybody was in there. But yeah, like Maya did great, and obviously it was like her hometown, so that was cute of just like, you know, she's like, it's been 27 years and stuff. I wish she did a little bit more with like the costuming and stuff, but again, they had one outfit, both her and Kelly.
It makes sense. I don't know of any openers who are doing like
And that's why I was just like, Maya should tour. She really should. I mean, she probably does. Yeah. I need to just pay attention to her because she's really good. Like, she's a great performer. Like, it's, you can tell she's been doing this her whole life. And
what about what about Monica and
played all
Randy?
The good songs. What about Kelly? I should talk about Kelly next, right?
We talked about her. Like, she sang Soldier. Oh, she looked great. She had no wardrobe changes. It was packed. People were there. Anything of note to note about Kelly?
Just that she did really good. Like, she, you know, sounded good. Like, I definitely could see growth from like the first show. And yeah, it was just like a good time. Like, people were definitely singing her songs and saying "Cater to You" and like all the things. So yeah, Kelly was good, and then Brandy and Monica were just like a treat. Like, they really just kind of broke down just like their careers, and it was just fun to kind of step back and just remember, just, you know, just Brandy, especially Brandy for me. Like, she was just like iconic. Like,
absolutely,
she was, you know, like
Alicia,
when you're
Cinderella, she had a Barbie.
Yeah,
I mean, the girl is,
it's like when
childhood.
You're little, yeah, it's like when you're little, it's like these people are like characters almost, you mm-hmm. know, like mm-hmm. My cousin Tiffany just like kind of reminded me of her, and like mm-hmm. she's just deeply etched in my childhood brain. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they both sounded amazing. Like, they both sounded great. The sets were great. They played everything I could have wanted them to play. They timed it really good too. They were all on time.
The so when did the show end? Great.
It ended at like 10 or 10:30.
Wow, early. Okay, when did it start?
It started at 7. I'm telling
you're saying,
like,
at 7 o'clock Maya started.
Yes.
At what time did Kelly come on?
Kelly came on at like, I don't know, I wasn't looking at the time like that. I can look at my
but face. I'm asking because I'm like, how long do Monica and Brandy actually perform then? Like, an hour and a half?
They performed for a while. Hold on.
In my mind, I'm like, the headliner should at least give you 2 hours.
Okay, wait a minute. So Kelly was on stage. Okay, so yeah. Maya didn't come out at 7. That was just like when the show started. So like, I would say Maya came out at 7:26.
Okay. What time did Kelly come out?
Which is crazy. Like, the show started at 7. She came at 7:26. And then Kelly was out she was out a little bit before my first video of her. So I have it at 8:13. So she probably came out.
So probably like, yeah, probably like 8. Okay, so it's like 30 minutes. So then I'm assuming.
Then where did Monica come on? Let me see.
Monica and Brandy come
they
out together.
They came on at 8:48, Alexis.
Okay, so they gave like a 2 hour.
Yes, and then the last song, Boy Is Mine, was 10:33.
Wow.
Like, they were on time. Oh my god, I was so happy. And like, because they know people are tired. They like people are
and
like,
it's just,
you know, they gotta go to work tomorrow. Like, you know.
And just like a girly of punctuality. I think nothing to me is more professional than being reliable and starting when you say you're going to start and ending when you're saying you're going to end. And I feel like, yes, it's a remarkable thing. It shouldn't be remarkable. It should be what it is, because I'm like, it's so fucking professional to say the show starts at 8 and at 8 o'clock, the lights come on. Like, and that's the kind of ship I try to run, like a professional brand. And so it's just like, I'm so impressed by them. But I also felt like they were giving that energy, like in the promo. They were like, we're wearing suits to this. We're like, you know, like, this is serious.
Yeah, no, I was very happy about that. It definitely was giving grown, tightened up, like, you know, because musical acts, like, you never know, you know, like people definitely have like a range of like time that they start and stuff. So
did you enjoy Monica's part?
I did. So, like, Monica, there was more songs that I didn't know.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But she has really good stage presence. I really liked her. Oh my God, so beautiful. And she had really great costumes. Like, I loved how they fit her. And the songs are, like, in my memory. I was telling Danielle that it was like Monica used to have like those like CDs that would be like on the infomercials, like late at night. Like, her like songs would be like on those compilation albums and stuff. And so I remember that. But then she also reminded me of songs that I forgot about, like I will cross the ocean for you. Like, I was like,
go and bring you the moon. Wow, I know people were, for you, I will. I know people were
riding for
that.
Oh my God.
But she's singing.
That's so pretty.
I've been seeing the videos and the sets look really nice. I was obviously like a Monica fan for like the things that made it to BET and stuff, but I spent like a year on like back in Pandora days on like 90s R&B Pandora, and it gave me a lot of Monica, and I feel like I know a lot of the songs that she probably sang that I wouldn't have known if I didn't just hear it all the time. Did she sing I Don't Get Down on the First Night?
I don't think so.
She didn't sing that one.
She definitely
I should make a move, but I don't. You'll probably think that something is wrong. She didn't do that one?
I don't think so. But maybe. You could look up the set list. But I did. Just one of them days, of course. But
I love that.
It was just fun to like sing that one live. Of course, So Gone. That was fun.
So Gone Over You.
She did.
Oh, she sang Don't Rowdy Shit. I don't think I know Like This and Like That by her. Let me see. Okay, Every Time the Beat Drops. I forgot about that. Every Time the Beat Drops. All my ladies in the cup, every dude. You know that song.
I do know it, but it's funny because I don't remember.
She did sing the first night. It's funny. Brandy sang He Is. That's funny. You should have known better. Oh yeah, I would have went off on that one.
I gotta send you the videos.
Oh, and she sang Why I Love You So Much, Monica. See, some of these songs I do know by Monica. Okay, I'm happy. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say it's in my memory.
So overall, are you like
oh my God, it was incredible.
Like, compare it, like, if you had to rate it out of 10, like, you're like, it was a 10 out of 10. Like, the set was nice, the costume was nice, the transitions were nice. Like,
transitions were nice. One thing I would say, this is, I just wanted to like point this out, like, aside from rating it, but I loved how they did their Whitney dedication portion. They like played the videos of both of their lives, like interacting with her and stuff, and then they sang I Want to Dance with Somebody, which was so fun, and they sounded
I saw
great.
A tweet, somebody was like, these are like Brit, like Whitney's like musical daughters, like Monica and Brandy, and I'm like, that is like, I feel like I can see that, like, they had meaningful relationships with her, and I think she would like say yes
absolutely
to that.
I knew that, but like, after last night, like, yes, like, they did What was that song? What is it? It looks like an angel's watching over.
Angel of my, yes.
Yeah. So like they sung that like around that time.
Monica's song.
Yeah. And so they did a good job. Like it felt like, damn, like I miss Whitney, you know, like, and these two women like lost this woman that was like a big part of their career.
I hope they really do the residency. I know that Brandy's been like manifesting it and being like, we're going to have a residency together in Las Vegas, but I can't think of a better moneymaker right now.
Oh my God, that would be great.
They're on the heels of this tour that some people couldn't get tickets to. And like right now, I would say they are the biggest or one of the biggest tours going on right now. I mean, Michelle Obama was just at the tour the other day. Beyonce's there, Rihanna's there. I mean, I can't think of a bigger moneymaker right now than having them at least have a couple months in Vegas.
It's really incredible. Like they, like Brandy got a little like standing. Oh, you know, like we were like giving
after
her
what song.
I don't remember Alexa.
Oh, I thought it was like a song that she cut up on, but no.
No, it was just like, it was a moment where they were both on stage, like towards the end. Cause the first set was like them two together, and it was cool because like they would just like kind of stand off to the side a little bit.
I've been watching I watched opening night, like I know exactly. Yeah. She starts off with like what about all about, and like, yeah, Bianca's on the side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so like then the end they're both on the stage together again, so, and then they like talk to us for a second, and then they like sang again, and she did like, it was after a song that she killed it, but I don't remember the song.
Did Monica not get any standing ovations?
No, she definitely got her flowers too, but that night, Brandy got we were just like kind of really giving her flowers. And like, she was kind of like putting her head down and like, you know, kind of like crying. Like, she was crying on stage.
I will say this, like, I remember in Milwaukee, I had a friend named Terrence, and he would always be like, I'd be like, who's your favorite singer? And he would like, Brandy, and I would always like troll him for it. But this is the thing, like, I'm always reminded time and time again, and I think it's because I literally saw a clip the other day of Brandy on like Dancing with the Stars, and she like made it pretty far. And I was just like, Brandy is like what Keke Palmer wants to be, I guess. It's like, Brandy is multi-talented. The always, even if she doesn't come out with anything in for 20 more years, she will be relevant to the culture. Because this is someone who gave us iconic television, gave us classic album. Like, you know, it's not like a one-off, like it gave us a classic album and then followed up with even more better out like albums and songs. She was a trendsetter with her hair. And just like that was ingrained in everything. And then she then just has like a family that also is very famous. Her brother, she brings onto the stage. Yes, he's crazy now. But at one point, Ray J was like talented and respected.
And Ray J, they are integral. Right.
And she's an amazing songwriter. She's everybody's vocal Bible. A lot of people talk about that. And it's just like, she's exactly who I feel like Keke Palmer probably puts on her fucking what is it like when you do it at the New Year's Eve, you put like, you have a board, a vision board. She's exactly who she puts on her vision board, because Brandy, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, it's about time she understands and we appreciate and continue to talk about how iconic she is to like,
yes, absolutely. And it was really cute. Like, she's definitely more shy, so like Monica was like really doing like all the talking, you know. She talked to us a little bit. Like, I'm gonna send you the clips, but like on the time where they were like on stage talking to the audience, like Brandy was like, please, like, you know, like, you talk. And
was, that like, was the other thing I'm gonna say, and it's like, she's also our Cinderella. And I just feel like people don't understand. Like, that is my favorite version of Cinderella. And I feel like people don't understand the impact Brandy had on little girls. Like, I just feel like outside of Black culture, I'm curious if people understand her meaning. And that's what I'm saying is the sad part. Not that it matters, but I'm saying like Michael Jackson people would be like, like, he transcended cultures. And I feel like Brandy to me is that dynamic. I'm not saying in the singing and dancing, but I'm saying like she had TV, she had movies, she had Barbie, she had albums. Like she should be transcending more than just like Black media. And I don't know, I'm just happy. Whenever I see her, it's like I remember
now. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I think it's about like now in 2025, because she was super crossover. She was everywhere, like at a certain point of our lives, you know?
Everywhere. So
like, now I'm just happy that she gets her flowers and can still, you know, do this, go for a tour and do it with Monica. Like, it's just really, it's just
Monica's
such a full circle.
Monica's smart for saying yes. Yes, but you're right. It is a full circle.
Yes.
I wanted to say something. So all I don't know if you saw, but Kelly was like, I've been working on music. She's going to have like an album and a tour in 2026. But this is the thing that I wanted to like bring up. I like screenshotted it and sent it to you on text message. But she said like, there will be much more dancing, more freedom, more of me. I went back to the studio and I put all my heart into it. It is undoubtedly my deepest work to date. This is the most sincere version of myself without filters. And I hate to say it, but it's like, I love Kelly. But the minute I heard the second part of it is I put my heart into it. It's undoubtedly my deepest work. It's the most sincere version of myself. It's like, every artist says this about every fucking album they put out. Like, it's like, I literally can pull up this version of a quote in Billie Eilish. Probably Brandy said it. Monica said it. Like, literally just like, this is my most vulnerable. This is the most personal I get. This is the deepest I get. Like, you're going to learn more about me. And it's just like, I literally was like bored the minute I read them. And I was like, okay, this is an album I'm not going to like or enjoy or listen to. Because... just like, what are you giving us then if this is the most vulnerable? What did you give us last time, bitch, when you said
I think it's about the time and place. Like, you know, that time, that was like the deepest depths that they could go. And now it's like, you know, I've gone even deeper. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could see it from that perspective of just like the past. Like, I thought I went deep. But
I've gotten
really
deeper.
Like, I really wasn't giving y'all my everything like I thought I was. Like, you know. But I feel you. People definitely do like say this kind of general thing. I'm excited to like after seeing her on tour. I mean, like after seeing her, I'm just like, do it, girl. Like, this is a good time. I feel like the R&B girlies are putting things out, and I feel like this would be a good time for her to do it.
Unfortunately, I have no interest. The minute I read that, I was like rolling my eyes, like, bitch, y'all, everyone says this. Like, it's not.
I think she might be really inspired. So I hope that, you know, I don't like, besides the statement, like what she's saying, I hope, like, I put all my heart into it. It's been a year. I mean, it's been since 2011. Didn't we say that? So it's just
gonna
like,
it's going to be about love, and it's going to be about insecurity. That's what it's going to be about. I could already tell you. Like,
I
it's
mean,
just like,
whatever. I'm just still like, it could be cool. Like, it could be good.
Before we wrap up with Brandy and Monica and move on to a different topic, can you name your top three Brandy songs as an ode to Brandy, like we did with Lemonade? What are your top three?
That's hard. I gotta put Have You Ever up there, because I'm literally like a child crying to that song. It touched me. I think I'm gonna say Wanna Be Down.
It's a good one.
And I don't know. I'll just say one of my faves. They're like all great. Probably Best Friend. You know? Yeah, I'll say that one.
That's a good one. My top three, number one is probably Almost Doesn't Count. I think number two is probably Full Moon. I love Full Moon. Number three, probably I Want to Be Down. Like, when I hear that, it makes me so happy.
I know. And it's just so different. Like,
That's what I'm saying. Bring back a better pin. Like I want to be down. Like, there's no song that's like that.
Never going to get that again.
Right? Or, like, even Almost Doesn't Count. Like, it's like, instead, y'all would flip that and just talk about love, like, in a different, and like, and just like, well, I loved you, but you didn't call. It's like, she had better shit. Angel of Mine, like, bring back better pins.
But couldn't, don't you think that, like, maybe Kelly could do something like that?
She's not.
What
I love Kelly, but I just don't think she's not. She is.
What artist?
Like, it's not going to be original because of the quote. The quote she said was so damn generic that I'm expecting the music to be just like that.
Okay, so what? Who do you think could do that?
I think at this point R&B is like dead. They have to reinvent it because it's like the ones that are like releasing is like Summer Walker and Kehlani, and they're not, to me, they're not doing anything different. And then we
it's
get like
they
Coco
definitely are one note, and some of the songs are good, like you know, they're catchy and like I'll sing them, but they're not, they don't hit the same. Like, there's this one song when I started Summer Walkers today, because when I was in the car with James, it was like one of the songs came on and I was like, oh, okay. So I started listening to it. But it's like, the only thing that's saving you is like the heart of a woman. And I'm like, okay, like that's like, let me see how this sounds. It's still
like
kind
of. What song is this? Who is this?
It's Getting Closer. Heart of a Woman by Summer Walker.
I'm just not a fan of Summer Walker. I'm sorry. The like shit I've heard, I'm like, to me, this is the thing. To me, she's on the same level lyrically. And let me say this. She's on the same, yes, lyrically as Jhené Aiko. But the reason why I like Jhené Aiko a lot and like stan her probably is because Jhené Aiko says the same shit as Summer Walker, but in a different like a pace, and she switches it up so it's interesting, and she's giving it to us in a package of like wellness holistic music, which I feel like is more interesting. Like, she uses the sound bowls and she's very much like airy and it goes with her vibe. Summer Walker to me is what I would sing in my basement, and I'm not trying to be rude, but it's like
in your basement.
Like, basically everyone can kind of sing in their basement and like if they really wanted to with the lights off. Like, you know, I could be like, you know, boy, you were supposed to call me, but you's with that other girl in her room. I want to talk to you. Like, you know, it's just like I can make up a lyric about a boy cheating on me. Like, you know, it's not like, you know, like, you know, like. I can make a lyric about a toxic relationship, you know, like you. I mean, SZA does it well. Like, I just The Weeknd, you know, like, I don't know. It's just like, to me, I need something different.
I get what you're saying. I'm not the like, I don't know Summer Walker songs like that much to like give an opinion. Like, I could see somebody saying that, you know, that her pen is like you said, her pen is crazy, or you know, whatever, she talks about the same things, or she makes really good R&B. I don't know. I hear you though. Sometimes I think it's just like personality. Like, Jhené Aiko is somebody that you would probably get along with in real life.
That's true.
And like Summer Walker is just different. Like, you know, she's, I think she's from Atlanta. You know, she's like an Atlanta girl, and like she used to be a stripper, and you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't think you guys would necessarily mesh on other
stuff.
That's
hilarious. I mesh with everyone. Are you kidding?
Girl, you be judging people.
I be judging, but I feel like I am a person where I'm like, hi.
I mean, in real life, yes, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you respect people. Like, you know, like, I don't think you would respect the Walker. I'm just telling the truth. You know, just like the decision she's made. She's like a little male center, you could say. Like, anyways, moving on. Who else is on?
Did you see that video of did you see that video of Beyonce backstage with Blue and Rumi of the Boy Is Mine tour? And she was telling Rumi to get in the car, and Rumi was like, I don't want to.
No, I didn't see that.
Really? That must have been, I'm shocked.
It must have been the days I didn't have my phone.
It was viral. Basically, like, they're in the back. They're, like, you know, in the backstage area. And she's like,
send
go
it to
the
me.
Car.
No, I want to see I will. It.
She's like, go to the car. And she says it very seriously. You can see it. Her hand is pointing and she's looking. You can see her face is looking very serious to Rumi. Like, go to the car. And Rumi's like, all you hear is, I don't want to. And then all you see is like Beyonce's face, like looking at her like that.
It's funny.
I'm going to send it to you. But it just had people being like, Beyonce is a black mom, y'all. And I'm just like, we didn't see what happened after. I need to see what happened after that. I don't want to be able to say that, because right now it looks like it was go to the car, I don't want to, and she didn't go to the car. I'm sending it right now on text message, and I'm like, if my mom said in front of people said get in the car and I yelled back I don't want to, the way my mother would have been like 5, 4, 3, and then it would have been grabbing me to the bathroom.
This is funny because it's just like, I would never say that. Like, I don't know, maybe I was just like a really good kid, but like, I don't know, I would never say that.
But also, that's another thing.
Look, I was just like too scared to do it. You're right. I'm like, she didn't say nothing.
Right, I need to see what happens after, because
nobody
I'm like,
said anything.
Right, because I'm like, you're right. There's a level of parenting where you don't even have the guts to say I don't want to back, and then there's a level of parenting of what you say I don't want to. There's an immediate reaction that makes you get to the car.
It's like, so well, you need to go.
Right, but for this to be I don't want to, and she's standing her ground, looking at the mom, I need to see.
Sorry, I was gonna say it might be too. That people are watching them. You know
that's
what I'm saying? Like,
she's
on camera. Like,
that's
I would
true.
Definitely be talking to Jupiter way nicer. Not that I like saying anything crazy to my dog, but like, when there's stuff, like when people mm-hmm. are outside, I'm like, come on, Jupiter. We're still
but I'm like,
come on.
But I'm like, why did you cut the camera at the best part? Like, we want to know what happened after the I don't
somebody
want to.
Somebody might have told them. You know, somebody was like, put your camera
now,
like,
I'm like, well, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Get the fuck away from me,
Alexis. They would escort you out. So, like, yeah, they would.
I just think it's hilarious. I would be looking at them like, don't fucking touch me. But that's hilarious.
They will, Alexis.
I just want you to know
that they will touch you.
I'm
like,
she's not fucking Jesus. I can take a video of the fuck I want
just-
to.
Not just a Beyonce, just like if you're backstage and you're causing an issue or not, like obeying the rules, they will grab you up and take you out.
But yeah, I want to see what happened after the I don't want to, because I'm like, that's when you see what kind of parenting it is.
And oh, Beyonce.
But I'm like, Rumi is proving like second, youngest child.
Oh yeah.
You know, like,
oh yeah. We definitely will test your boundaries.
We'll definitely be like,
just more free.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
What was the thing I was telling you yesterday?
I know, because we're gonna be so mad. You were like, I'm gonna talk about it on the podcast tomorrow.
I had called Samantha and I was saying something and she was cracking up and I was like, I'll talk about it on the podcast tomorrow. And of course none of us wrote it down. And we're here being
just try
like,
to think real quick. Let's try to think real quick. We were talking about yesterday. Was it like a friend or something? Or dog stuff? And was it the rude thing? When you were asking me if this was rude, that wasn't it.
No, it wasn't that.
Was it school stuff? I mean, high school stuff? I don't know, ma'am. I don't know.
It's okay. We don't know. We'll remember it another time.
I wanna remember.
I do too, but there's nothing that like something else has to be said that's jogging my memory.
I have no idea. But yeah. Okay. Well,
it was a fun week. We'll
yeah. Oh yeah.
We will see what happens this week and talk to y'all.
Yeah, I will say this is like one thing, just because I know you said this at the beginning, like going out is you know, it's fun. But, I want to definitely go out more. Yeah, I had a good time. I was so proud of myself. Like, Danielle's, like, not, she was not available to come out with me.
That's, you know, Samantha's safety blanket.
Yes, she is. And just my favorite person to go out with. You know, just like, this is my favorite person. We get to like laugh and dance together. And so I went out by myself. I drove to the place. I didn't Uber because I didn't want to spend that money. But I walked into the venue by myself and just, you know, found my friends. And it wasn't terrible. But anyways, like, yes, it was nice to go out.
I feel like going out is like, it just depends on who you're with. Like, sometimes people are like on the vibe you're on and you're like, hell yeah. Sometimes people aren't on the vibe you're on and that's either like too turned up or too turned down. And you're just like, get me home. But one thing I feel like about being 30 that's like amazing is like you just don't care. And I just literally was thinking about how like for Adriana's birthday trip, like we had done a full boat day. Most of them were sick. I was actually probably the only one that was like up and at it during the whole boat day. And then when we get home, they're like, let's go out. And I literally was like, I'm not going. And like, what did I do? Put on my fucking bonnet, my pajamas, and enjoyed that fucking villa of a house while they left.
I said, bye, guys. In 5 seconds. Alexis changed the door. So
I locked the door. I got on my phone with Julia, and I was like, ha, ha, ha. I had my iPad. I was watching TV. Like, it wasn't even a question. But I feel like when I was in my, especially early 20s, I would have been I would have been pissed off.
You would have been out there uncomfortable, annoyed, like, yeah.
I remember one time when we were like just about to go to college, or maybe it was our first year in college. I came home for a break and like y'all wanted to go out and I really didn't want to go, but I felt, you know, FOMO and forced to go. And I literally will never forget this because I'm like, this is so me and just like hilarious. I like, everybody was all in cute outfits. I put on like my Delaware sweatshirt, Delaware sweatpants, and put on a leather jacket on top and like literally went to the party and just like sat. Like, I was just like, I don't even want to fucking be here. Oh my goodness. Like, all, you know, Veronica's all out. Like, Veronica's in her outfit, you know, booty poking out, talking to people. And I'm literally in a sweatshirt with a leather jacket sitting there with my arms folded. Like, give me home.
You should have gone home. That is so funny. That's the type of shit you did in our 20s, at least. I feel like the Gen Zers are probably not as pressured.
Well, but Gen Z drinks less than millennials. I don't know if you saw
this. Yeah, they do.
I think they're chiller. I don't think that, I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but I think they're
more independent or something. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not as, like, I mean, they don't even really, the club party culture is way different, like, than it was.
Do like, people really even go to the clubs?
I mean, club, lounge, like, yeah, I don't feel like people do that as much as they used to. And, yeah, like, I mean, we had proper house parties, like, at one point, you know, like, not long after we graduated from high school, people were still having, like, a proper house party. I don't think anybody does stuff like that anymore, so. But maybe, I just don't know.
Maybe, but.
I am glad to be in the age where we can just do what we want and relax when we want. But
you can just be yourself.
Myself to go out more.
I look awful.
Because I do have fun. I have, like, you know, I'm a good time when I do go out. Anyways, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. We're back. Send us an email with any discussion topics or DM us on TikTok or Instagram. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Talk to you later. Bye. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcasts. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.